Gas prices continue to fall nationwide. In Louisiana, the statewide average for a gallon of regular gas now stands at $3.11, which is down 8 cents from last week, and it's 30 cents lower than the same time last month. Toilet papering homes might be a homecoming prank, and some people laugh it off, but a 71-year-old man in Jefferson Davis Parish was not amused. He caught a group of kids toilet paper rolling his house, so he fired a gun to scare them off. But Roger Dale Broderick of Welsh has been arrested now on a charge of aggravated assault with a firearm. The state treasurer's race is in a runoff between Republican John Fleming and Democrat Dustin Granger. Fleming previously served 4 terms in Congress. He worked in the Trump administration. He's also a physician and a businessman. He says he wants to use his experience as a businessman to improve the state's economy.
With the proper budgeting and lowering taxes, lowering regulations, getting out of the way of business creation so we can bring back jobs to Louisiana.
Granger is from Lake Charles. He's a financial advisor. He says Louisiana's economy doesn't work because it gives too many tax breaks to big businesses.
Leads to all these budget crunches where they end up cutting investments in people like health and education and infrastructure. And it's like a constant downward ratchet down, and it's a vicious cycle.
A 73-year-old man has been arrested in Vidalia. Eddie R. Campbell was arrested by the Concordia Parish Sheriff's Office on charges of obscenity. The investigation began when Campbell attempted to allegedly contact adult and juvenile females for sexual purposes. The sheriff's narcotics unit found a vehicle parked in an open field, and they discovered multiple adult toys and children's undergarments in his car. Residents of the area gave statements saying they witnessed Campbell exposing himself to a group of juveniles while he was in the field. Campbell was arrested. He was charged with 8 counts of pornography, including juveniles and obscenity to a victim under 17. It's an ongoing investigation. The sheriff's office is asking anyone with information to contact them or use the online CPSO mobile app. The defending national champions in women's basketball, LSU, are ranked number 1 in the preseason top 25. It's a first in program history. I'm Corey Crow. This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a community service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.